Well, Mighty Uke Day 5 is Friday through Sunday in Old Town Lansing. It's promoted as a celebration of the diminutive yet dynamic instrument and its ties to Michigan culture? We've got to find out more about that. There will be performances by professionals and opportunities for beginners to try their hand at playing the ukulele this weekend. Current State welcomes back Ben Hassinger to Studio S. Ben is the organizer of Mighty Uke Day, and he's brought along fellow musician Steve Zalaji to play some music for us. Before we learn more about Mighty Uke Day, let's hear some music. Ben Hassinger, Steve Zalaji here with Ben's song, Uke and Me.
And me, inseparable, happy, undeniable, you can be. I'm over the moon, in love with you. Four strings, dark mahogany, roll rings, endless possibilities, you can me. We're gonna go places together. I never thought that I could ever make music so fine. But the minute I cradled you in my arms, I knew that you were mine. Never thought I could ever make music so fine. But the minute I cradled you in my arms, I knew that you were mine. All mine, you can be. Inseparable, happy, undeniable, you can be. Gonna go places. Together we're going places. Together, you can be. Oh, you can be. You can be.
Hey, nice. Ben Hassinger and Steve Zalaji here on Current State as we learn more here about Mighty Uke Day with Ben and Steve. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
We have you guys on here every year, so we're becoming kind of a uke destination here on your radio. I know you officially get started with a strum at the Capitol at noon tomorrow, but I understand that you informally launched this thing with a ukulele flash mob.
Ooh, boy, was that fun.
A ukulele flash mob on a CATA bus? That sounds dangerous. How did that
work
out?
Well, you know, I arranged it with the CATA has a program called CATA Acts of Culture, and they try to promote cultural events in the city, and we started off at the Meridian Mall, and we got about five of us on the bus, on the number one bus, and picked up more riders along the way. And by the time we got downtown, we had about 35 people on the bus singing and playing. Got off the bus, and we went over to the Exchange and played a few songs with the Scorioki Band.
And did you just explode into action in the middle of this bus? And people are just riding the bus, and all of a sudden?
Yeah, people got on the bus, and they were kind of looking around and going, what is this? And once they settled in, everybody pretty much enjoyed it, except for one woman who had her hands over her ears. So I apologize to her, but fun.
Steve, were you a part of this flash mob, or were you not?
Flash mob. I showed up at the Exchange later on and played bass with the folks there playing ukulele with Mike Scurry.
Okay. Once again, it's Mighty Uke Day. This Mighty Uke Day 5 here this weekend, actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Old Town. Organizer Ben Hassinger and fellow musician Steve Zalaji joins us. Now, the strum is at the Capitol at noon tomorrow. Can anybody with a ukulele come along?
Yeah, anybody shows up. We're going to start at noon, And Andy Shore is going to give us a proclamation from the state of Michigan, Representative Shore. And what we're going to do is play about a half hour of songs. And if you go to MightyUkeDay.com, you can actually download the songs in advance and show up and play along with us. And then we'll have a little Mighty Uke Day parade down to Old Town Lansing, where all the festivities go on for the weekend.
And I understand down there you were you have an instrument that that you think may be the world's largest ukulele.
It is the mightiest of mighty ukes. Larry Stump from Diamonddale, who's the father of Reuben Stump, who's a young man that's been with the Lansing Area Ukulele Group since he was 8. Now he's like 14 or something. His dad built a 13-foot tall ukulele two scale that you can actually tune, and if you get 3 or 4 people, you can make a chord and even play it.
How wide is the neck on this 13-foot?
It's pretty big. He carries it around in the back of this cool old Chevy pickup truck from the 60s, and it'll be down there. People can come up, take pictures with it, try to play it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun with that.
Steve, there's a world of difference between a string bass and a ukulele. Do you play the ukulele as well?
I play the ukulele also. Everything has 4 strings, so it all works out just fine. 4 fingers on the left hand, 4 strings.
It's math.
It all works out.
What inspired you to start this in the first place, Ben?
Well, in 2011, there was a documentary made in 2010 called Mighty Uke, The Amazing Journey of a Musical Underdog.
The
filmmakers, Tony Coleman and Margaret Maher from Toronto, came in to show the movie. And we had a lot of fun. We showed the movie. We jammed, had a good time. And I thought, oh, that was great. It went really well. And then people were like, well, what are you going to do next year? And I was like, next year? And ever since then, it's just this festival has grown and grown over the years. And now it's really turned into a nice program to help raise some money for school programs and other music programs in the community.
So when the music is happening in Old Town, where is it actually happening?
It's all over the place. The Sir Pizza in Old Town is kind of the epicenter of Mighty Uke Day. And we're going to have open mic there over at actually the epicenter of Worship Church, which used to be North Presbyterian on the corner of Washington and Grand River. That's where the main concerts and other performances during the day. Then we have group jam sessions in different spots around Old Town.
Okay.
Bruce Petz over in Old Town, too, will be the location for a children's workshop, too. We'll be having a free children's workshop, which I'll be helping facilitate over there.
Okay. We're talking with the man behind Mighty Uke Day in Old Town Lansing this weekend, Ben Hassinger, and his comrade in crime here, Steve Zalige. Let's talk a little bit about this education effort here. You think that ukuleles can be an important part of music education. How so?
Well, what's nice about the ukulele is it's easy to get started on, okay? You can teach an adult or a child two or three chords really within the matter of an hour. You can play and sing at the same time, which is kind of nice. It's hard to do with a recorder or some of the things I grew up with in the music in school. And if you want to get into theory with a trained music teacher, could teach you all the scales and intervals and everything on an ukulele. It's all right there, right at your fingertips.
It's kind of a stringed version of a recorder, really, when you think about it.
I mean,
it's more manageable for a young player.
I think so. Yeah. And the fact that you can sing and play along together with it, I think, makes a big difference.
Yeah. Steve, we'll ask you to retake your position at your base here, if you don't mind, because these guys are going to play us out. We'll remind everybody the ukulele strum is at the state capitol at noon. The March to Old Town, music till 11 on Friday night, music 10 a.m. to midnight on Saturday, and then an acoustic concert at the Micah Gallery Sunday from 1 to 3 for Mother's Day. Ben Hassinger and Steve Zalige play us out on Current State.